Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Dark Horses by Ralph Cotton, narrated by Brian Hutchison. Part 1. Chapter 1. Dark Horses, the Mexican Hill Country, Old Mexico. The horse trader, Will Summers, stood with his rain slicker buttoned all the way up to his chin, his wet black Stetson pulled low over his forehead. His boots were muddy and soaked through his socks. His wet gloved hand was wrapped around the stock of his equally wet Winchester rifle. Behind him stood his dapple gray and a string of four bay fillies. The animals held their heads bowed against the rain. Summers read a bullet-riddled sign he'd picked up out of the mud. He slung it free of water and mud and read it again, as if he might have missed something.
Bienvenido a Caballos Oscuros, he said silently to himself. Welcome to Dark Horses, he translated beneath the muffling sound of pouring rain. But how far? He asked himself, looking all around.
The rain raced slantwise on a hard wind. Thunder grumbled behind streaks of distant lightning. Night was falling fast under the boiling gray sky. The horse trader frowned to himself and looked up and down the slick hillside trail. To his right, he looked along a boulder-clad hillside to where the long, rocky upper edge of an ancient caldera swept down and encircled the wide valley below. The lay of the land revealed where, thousands of years ago, the lower valley had been the open top of a boiling volcano. Over time, as the belly of the earth cooled, the thin, standing pipe walls of the volcano had weathered and aged and toppled inward and filled that once smoldering chasm. All of this before man's footprints had ventured onto this rugged terrain. Behind the fallen, honeycombed lava walls, over those same millennia past, dirt and seed of all varieties had steadily blown in and sculpted a yawning black abyss into a rocky green valley, a valley currently shrouded beneath the wind-driven rain. On the valley floor, snaking into sight from the north, Summers recognized the Blue River, El Rio Azul. The river's muddy water had swollen out of its banks and barreled swiftly in and around bluffs and lower cliffs and hill lines, like an unspooling ribbon of silk. As he studied the hillside and the valley below him, a large chunk of rock, gravelly mud, and an unearthed boulder broke loose before his eyes and bounced and slid and rumbled down to the valley floor. Whoa. Summers turned his eyes back along the wet hillside above him, knowing the same thing could have happened up there at any second. It didn't matter how much farther it was to Dark Horses. He had to get himself and the horses somewhere out of this storm, somewhere safer than here, he told himself. Blowing rain hammered his hat brim, his boots, his slicker, and the glassy, pool-streaked ground around him. Lightning twisted and curled. Behind it, a clap of thunder exploded like cannon fire. Welcome to Dark Horses, he repeated, saying it this time to the dapple gray who had pressed its muzzle against Summers' arm. The gray chuffed, as if rejecting both Summers' invitation and his wry attempt at humor. Behind the gray, the four black Point Bay fillies milled at the sound of thunder. Then they settled and huddled together behind the gray. The fillies were bound for the breeding barn of an American rancher by the name of Ansel Swan. Once dry, the fillies' coats shone a lustrous winter wheat red, highlighted against black forelegs, mane, and tails. But the animals hadn't been dry all day. Summers intended to rub them down and let them finish drying overnight in a warm livery barn. Get them grained and rested before the new owner arrived in Dark Horses to take the delivery. But so much for his plan, he thought, realizing the storm would no doubt pin him down out there for the night. Let's find you and these girls some shelter, he murmured to the gray. The gray slung water from its soaked mane. But where? Summers looked around more as he gathered his reins and the lead rope to the fillies. Swinging himself up across his wet saddle, he reminded himself that he'd seen no sign of a cliff shelter anywhere along the 10 or so miles of high trail behind him. We'll find something, he murmured, nudging the gray forward. The fillies trudged along single file behind him, their images flickering on and off in streaks of lightning. He rode on. For over an hour and a half.